Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hazy, hot, and very humid weather out there for the afternoon time. We are soaring to the mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 102. Now, toward evening time, and as we're cruising through the night, we're ramping up our chances for showers and thunderstorms. Isolated severe storms are a possibility here. There's a low-end chance for tornadoes, especially the further west that you go. Now, the overnight low dropping to about 70. We're going to start to clear things out for Tuesday, trimming that high back to the upper 80s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
Right now, 91 at KCI, 93 downtown, 91 at your official weather station.
Actually did not miss you guys.
Yes, you did.
Well.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
How was Turks and Caicos?
I thought about this on the way back. Rod, you can get in here, please. I need your help. Nobody wants to hear about how great somebody's vacation was, so you're not going to hear about it. I will say this. Turks and Caicos' flag now flies from my front porch. I am going to become a citizen at some point in my life. It is the greatest place on earth. That's it. I'm done. You'll never see water so blue. Oh, my God. It's incredible.
So you have a Confederate flag in your garage.
Yeah.
And a Turks and Caicos flag on your house.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's your American flag?
It's in the garage now.
Okay.
Up against the corner.
Defector.
I'm not a defector. I'm a renouncer. Although, Rod, you would love this. And even though you were there in spirit getting high with my mother. Oh, by the way, some dude did offer me weed down there.
Did they offer your mom weed?
No. She's like 74.
That would have been way more awesome.
St. Margaret went parasailing. It was the greatest vision in the history of all time. To see my mother parasailing 200 feet above the water melted my heart. Now, as you can imagine... And I recorded this for you, Dana. There's a lot of Bob Marley music that goes on down there. It's all reggae. I have a new love for reggae music. But they can't just play Bob Marley and Peter Tosh all day. So what they do is they take modern hits and they make them reggae. And the modern hits that you actually hate, you kind of like when it's in reggae.
I can stay awake just to hear you breathe. While you were sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming, I could spend my life in this sweet surrender.
Yeah, I could listen to that, right?
Yeah. How about this one? Heard all these down there. Yeah,
fine.
It makes Titanic bearable. Isn't that good?
I love that song.
I hate that song.
It
but when
works
you put
reggae.
It to reggae, it sounds good. So anyway.
Now, play the Celine Dion one.
I didn't think,
it's terrible.
I was by the pool when that one came on. Yeah. I was like, oh, that doesn't work.
It's terrible. It's like... happy version of a sad song.
Your boyfriend's dead. He's sinking to the bottom of the ocean. I thought the Aerosmith worked, though.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathe.
It does.
Yeah. That's, yeah, it's fine. So
I thought that worked. Anyway.
It's good.
Heard about this call from Sam while I was gone.
People have stopped me in the grocery store.
I heard about it down there.
They have stopped me at the pool. I have never had so many people want to talk about one phone call in 7 years on this show.
Really?
I played it for my daughters today in the car. You know, it'll come up again, and when it does, we'll play her call. We'll talk about it because it's just one of those things that I feel like is going to be a timeless thing, unfortunately. So probably not today, but we will bring her call back.
I will listen to it.
It's up on podcast.
Kelly listened to it on the podcast last night. She said it was just jaw-dropping.
So here's what I decided over the weekend, and I haven't even talked to Neuerbos about this, but I know he won't care. We have, over the course of 7 years, had so many interesting things happen and funny things happen and shocking things and sad things that we really are to the point that I need an intern, number one, and we need to go through, and Sam's call is the one that kind of really brought this home to me. We're going to go through and do a show just of those callers. And we could fill probably five hours.
You remember that one woman whose kids were killed?
Yes.
In the inner city?
There's the woman who said, we want strong black men.
I think that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, every once in a while we get one of those. The problem is I have not been keeping a diary of those dates and shows. So it's going to take some work to go back and find them.
And that's why you need an intern.
And that's why I need an intern. Because, I mean, like, I'm not going to do that. No. Who are we kidding?
Yeah. There's golf in the morning.
Hey, but here's the deal. There's going to be...
That would require more than 4 hours of work a day.
Not doing it. So last week, which was 40!
Did you have to work a 40-hour work week?
She did not.
I actually worked. I mean, and I always joke with Alan, it's the 1 week out of the year I work. And that's why I tweeted to you that I hope you get eaten by a shark. And I wasn't joking. Like, I actually at one point thought, I hope you get eaten by a shark. Like, not killed, but like the Soul Surfer girl who went in with two arms and came out with one.
Yeah, that kind.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think that's the day you sent picture number two to Dana was the day that she was like.
Did you notice I didn't reply?
Yes. In fact.
I was in a really bad headspace that day.
Well, and here, it's funny you mention that because I sent a picture of my feet in the water on Wednesday. Then she sends me back a picture of her middle finger. So the next day, I'm sitting poolside. It was the only day we ever got into the pool. Usually we were in the ocean. By the way, crystal blue water. I mean, just incredible.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, so I'm sitting by the pool, and I said, Kelly, give me your phone. Oh, Rod, I turned my phone off a week ago Saturday, did not turn it on till yesterday morning. It was liberating. So I said to Kelly, while we're poolside, I said, give me the phone. I'm going to take a picture and send Dana another picture. This was on Thursday. About noon, I go, did Dana respond? She goes, no. About 2 o'clock, I said, did Dana respond? She goes, no. Nah. I go, she's pissed. She's not going to respond.
Yep, she was done.
There's something
wrong. She was done with you.
And I said, that's why I didn't send a picture on Friday. I was going to do it like every day. But then when you didn't respond on Thursday, I'm like, she's pissed.
No. By Friday is when, like, you're running a marathon, I guess, because I've never done that. And, you know, you're almost at the finish line, but not quite.
And your legs are
cramping.
And
you can see it, and you think, okay, I can just get to the finish line. It's a Friday. I was fine. It was Monday through Thursday. I wanted to kill you.
Thursday, I mean, when you didn't respond to a very good picture.
Oh, it was very funny. Yeah. I loved it.
When you didn't respond to that picture, I'm like, something's wrong back at the house.
Thursday was the day that we were disqualified from our annual member guest day three.
Did you not get to golfy poo?
I did. We had to leave early, but yes. So Thursday, I was not in a very good headspace, but I'm doing great.
Rod, she got disqualified because she actually had to do this thing called a job.
I was like, really?
What? Yeah. So she was mad because her and her group got disqualified because she had to report to work.
So then poor Mackie had asked, can I come in? And I go, here's the deal. When Scott's gone, I've kind of gotten into a place where I really just prefer to do the show for a variety of reasons. But he said, well, I'll come in Friday. And I go, okay, you can come in Friday. But by Friday, he did a couple things twice. He was gulping into the microphone.
Like me?
Worse.
Intentionally.
And ask Rod. The second time it happened, I was like, I wine bombed him. I was like, get out.
Really?
Oh, no, it was bad. So I really am happy he came Friday. But for his safety and everyone else's, it's just better that I do that week by myself.
Are you in a bad mood today? You seem a little tense.
No.
What's going on?
I'm good.
Okay.
I promise, sort of. I'll tell you later.
No,
everything is good.
Whoa. What happened?
No, nothing happened. I just had a really weird morning.
What happened?
Well, I tried to tell you out in the newsroom. I was like, hey, just FYI. And then we got, I don't know. It was a weird morning.
No, what happened?
There's just a lot going on.
Tell me.
Totally fine.
Talk to me, Goose.
I had an anxiety attack at like noon.
I don't know.
And like anyone.
Like in the car?
Yes, I was in the car. Anyone listening who has that knows, and we're all supposed to be talking about this now. Hell, I don't care. Knows what that, it feels like a heart attack. It was, but I know my like educated part of my brain knows it's not a heart attack. Like I know what that is because it was progressively getting worse all morning. And it just gets to a point where it's like a pot of water that just, once it boils over, there's no bringing the water back in.
What started it?
It doesn't matter. I mean, sometimes it can be something and sometimes it can be nothing.
Did you have your pills with you?
I did. And it's probably once every 6 months for me. And I have friends who have debilitating panic issues. I wouldn't call mine debilitating. Yeah. So it just, it just happened. And, you know, Chris was trying to call me and I'm like, stop calling me. Stop calling, like, there's a lot, like, it's like an overload, like circuit overload. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And now I'm fine. Did you pull over? I did. Totally did the breathing thing. Like, I know all the little things to do.
There's Lamaze for anxiety
attacks?
Yeah,
and now I'm fine. And it took, I don't know, about an hour and a half. But I'm good now. I'm like, I'm good.
I'm supposed to ask you about the soda in your car.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Exploded, and I thought it was a serial killer.
In her trunk. Soda was exploding in cans.
I'm driving home, and it's like, boom, boom. And I'm like, I'm hitting the deck. Like, I think someone's shooting at me. But here's what's funny, Kara. I put the photos on Twitter of the Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
One woman reached out and says, I'm the regional, you know, vice president of Dr. Pepper.
No way.
Please, can we send you a case of Dr. Pepper?
Yes, you may.
No, I don't want those in my car. They're projectiles. Thank you very much. But multiple people reached out to say, this just happened to me.
Did you run out of the car?
I pulled over in Prairie Village and ran and hit the deck. Like duck and cover.
You thought somebody was shooting at you?
It was in the car. It was like, boom. And when I first heard it, I was like, that was weird. Was that like a backfire? Then I go another two blocks, boom! And I'm like, oh my God! Get down! So anyway.
They're shooting at the cans.
Why do they hate the cans? So probably 10 people on Twitter reached out to say that exact same thing just happened to me. Because on that day, Scott, it was like 105.
Oh, it was ridiculously hot.
So in the car, it's like 130. So just FYI, when that happens to you, if you forget to bring your little 12-pack in, I'm not saying it's not someone trying to shoot you in your car, but odds are it's your diet soda exploding. Why do they hate those cans? You make me laugh. That's the exact thing I thought when I realized it was exploding cans.
Well, hang on. Here's the sound of an exploding can. Oh, never mind. Forget this stupid video.
I wanted to play the jerk, but I was afraid there was language in it.
Oh, there it is.
Right?
Yeah. Well, if you end up in the phone book, you've made it. You're somebody.
Okay. So coming up today, Scott Parks.
What?
We are going to talk.
You ran out of the car?
Yes.
Thinking that people were shooting at you?
And hit the deck. We are going to talk about phone books and your address and something everyone listening to this program needs to know. I cannot wait to tell you, but I'm going to tell you off the air first because you're going to freak out.
Okay. 576-7798. Good to be back from Turks and Caicos. Good to have the band back together again. Kara Marks at Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I told you my Volkswagen from Volkswagen and Lee Summit, it contained that Diet Dr. Pepper. Go to Volkswagen and Lee Summit. They have the greatest deals going on right now. It's one of the things I love about my guys at Volkswagen and Lee Summit. I went out and test drove a little Jetta the other day, the 2019. Wow. That is one nice car. And if you want right now to pay $0 down, $0 a month with zero hassle, it is time you visit my friends at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. They're having this thing called a no-nonsense nothing sale. Zero Down delivers any new Volkswagen, even the 2019 Jetta. You know that thing comes equipped with Bose speakers? And the warranty on that thing is incredible. All new VWs, 2018 and up at VW Lee's Summit, have it. 6 years or 72,000 miles. Transferable, bumper-to-bumper warranty. It is the best warranty on the market today. Everything is zero down, zero a month for 4 months with zero hassle at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. All you got to do is go to VWLeeSummit.com. VWLeeSummit.com. You tell them you want to see Dana's car.
On a very hot Monday afternoon in Kansas City.
So if you're driving, I don't want you to do this, but you're going to want to do this the minute you are not behind the wheel. This is mostly for the women listening, I would guess, but I know there's a lot of men who probably use this app. So over the weekend, we had a woman missing in Leawood, jogger.
Mm-hmm.
Left at 8 a.m.
Found safely.
Found at 8:30 p.m. So, you know, there is an app called Nextdoor. It is one of the fastest growing apps in the world. Common spelling. Nextdoor. Nextdoor, okay? And if you're listening and you live in a suburb, I guarantee you the people listening that are on it, they know they're on it. The app's a little white house on a green background, okay? So I am on that app Saturday because people were saying there was a flasher on one of the jogging trails. You know, they were trying to find this woman and be helpful. And I noticed some of the comments, Scott, were just not helpful. They were odd, inappropriate for the severity of the situation for this missing woman.
Give me an example.
People offering to help in kind of weird ways when the Leawood Police Department really just needed, you know, they didn't need 10,000 people showing up with their dogs trying to help find this woman. They had drones up, all of this stuff. So on one of the posts that I found to be very odd and inappropriate, it was in my neighborhood, this woman. And so I clicked on her name on the Nextdoor app, just out of curiosity, like, who is this nut? And the minute I clicked on her name in large, bold letters, I see her name, her picture, and her full address.
This is the poster, not the woman who's missing.
This is the poster.
Okay.
Now, some of you listening might think, why do I care if my address is out there for the world to see and I don't know it? People do not realize that if you are on Nextdoor or a handful of these other neighborhood apps, and it's stuff like this, Scott. It's like, can anyone suggest a good plumber? I need a babysitter. Anyone babysitting? And then sometimes it's like some guy flashed me at Ironwoods Park today. I've called police. Be on the lookout.
Mm-hmm.
It can be helpful for certain things. And a lot of women are on this Nextdoor app. What you do not realize about that app is the default setting puts your photo, your subdivision, and your exact address out there
for
everyone to see. Because when you sign up, it wants to know what neighborhood you live in.
Oh, I see.
But no one tells you that this is the default. And the reason I want to warn everybody about this today, Scott, if you are a police officer, a prosecutor, if you work in education, I'm trying to think of all of the different professions, and help me out here, Kara, where you would never want your address posted for the public to see. Certainly if you're a judge.
But you can get those addresses easily on the internet.
You can work backwards if you're crazy and you want to find someone and do that. The problem with this app is it is right there for the world to see. You have a dispute with somebody on this thread. You have a dispute
over... They know exactly where you live.
They know exactly where you live. And there has actually recently been a story written about it. Not all of these things in your neighborhood are good. And this is one of them.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Raytown police looking for a woman at the scene of a shooting. We'll have more next.
Hey, if you or an aging parent's looking for a fun and gorgeous retirement community, I got two for you. Silvercrest at Deer Creek in South Overland Park. Silvercrest at College View in South Overland Park. They both want to see you. Gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, and all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. This is a carefree lifestyle in a gorgeous setting without the burden of maintaining a home. You ask any resident out there over the age of 55, and they will tell you, I wish we would have done this years ago. Silvercrest at Deer Creek, Silvercrest at College View. You get three meals a day, housekeeping services, and travel in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park. They got staff members out there who've been there for 10, 20 years. One and two bedroom apartments are available now for anyone over age 55, and traditional assisted living services are there too if you need it. 913-681-1101, 913-681-1101, or check them out online, SilvercrestKansasCity.com. All spelled out, SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Silvercrest, love the way you live.
2:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Sammy Holmes was shot in the Applebee's parking lot on Friday night in Raytown. Surveillance video from the restaurant also shows a woman wearing a dark sleeveless shirt and patterned shorts or a skirt. Investigators say they want to talk to her, hoping she may have some information about the shooting. We'll get that video posted on KMBZ.com. Call the tips hotline if you know anything. A police chase in Minneapolis, Minnesota today ended with a fleeing SUV crashing into children on a playground. It started as a routine traffic stop. State police say the suspect was arrested. Captain Jason Bartell with the State Patrol says two children were transported to the hospital with unknown injuries.
Our thoughts and prayers just go out to the family and the kids that were injured as part of this incident. We're thinking about them constantly.
Check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, summer is absolutely here, and if you, like me, have been ignoring some of those outside areas of your home, start thinking about your deck, your driveway, your garage floor. Get Seal Wants Kansas City out there to permanently protect and beautify those areas. Their experienced team will come out, clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. The Seal Wants KC guys did this for our deck, our driveway, if you have a little deck off your master bedroom. Ours was new. We had never sealed it, which was a huge mistake. Have them come out and seal that and help you protect those investments. You know, they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. And then move inside. Think about your cracked or stained garage or basement floors. They do that, too, with that permanent polymer decorative coating. I love that coating on our garage floor. Call them today, 816-942-3927. Get on the schedule now. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. Get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to SealOnceKC.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
A sunny and hot go of it for the afternoon time. We're going to soar to the mid to even a few upper 90s with heat index values, or that feels like temperature above 100. Now, starting this evening and as the night goes on, we do have chances for scattered showers and a few storms, with a chance for strong to severe storms area-wide, or low near 70. Slight chance of a lingering storm early Tuesday, then abundant sunshine. We're going to trim that high back to the upper 80s. A few showers and a storm returning Tuesday night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Nairamore, KMBZ Weather.
93 at KCI. It is 95 downtown, 94 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
But my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this.
Motley Crue, here on Dana and Parks, talking about this app, Nextdoor, which apparently if you post a comment, it gives out, because you have to register, your exact address. But, and here's what I'm struggling with, Dana. What's the big deal? Anybody can find your address if they know your name.
The big deal is it is 64 neighborhoods surrounding your neighborhood. And so people think, well, these are neighbors of mine. Well, number one, how many of your neighbors do you really know? When you start going out in concentric circles, you're talking about 64 neighborhoods around my neighborhood. That is tens of thousands of people. And from time to time, just like any social network, things become heated. Here is one example from the mercurynews.com. There's been a lot written about this. In my neighborhood, a woman posted a photo of a teenager who she claimed had been driving recklessly. She hoped that people would see his face and tell his parents. Someone else bullied someone about the frequency with which they watered their yard. And so from there, it can escalate back and forth and back and forth. And I think there is good out of these apps. Like, I just saw a beat-up van driving slowly, you know, looking through windows. That's mm-hmm. a good thing. Mm-hmm. But like with all good things on the internet, it can be a very bad thing. And so, like I said, if you work in a lot of public safety industries, if you work in education, I'm guessing my teacher's listening, I would not want my address posted publicly for the world to see. And what made me angry about this Nextdoor app is that the default is showing your address and information. You have to go into settings and remove it. The default is sharing that information. So all of my cops listening, ask your husbands or wives, are we on that app? Your address is posted.
But I'm looking it up right now. I think if I go to a certain website, this being that website,
sure.
I think I can find your address.
It shouldn't be posted to me on a social media platform with tens of thousands of strangers when, from time to time, there are going to be disputes that turn
There's your
ugly.
Address.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know, but what I'm saying is, if somebody wanted to find you, they can find you. I mean, I just found your address
but
online.
What you are forgetting is that, like a Facebook, it would be like you being on Facebook, Scott, with every listener in our area, okay? So okay. Not your friends, just every listener. And then you post something on Facebook about Donald Trump, and it gets very heated very mm-hmm. quickly. We're mm-hmm. talking about guns. You would not want on the front page of your Facebook profile your address posted online. I know you wouldn't want that.
No.
And so my issue isn't like, should we all be paranoid? My issue really is just education. It is one of the fastest growing apps in the country.
Really?
Oh, it's like at 1.4 billion or something. It's something insane.
Okay.
But people need to know that the default is sharing that information. And some of you are listening and they're like, I don't care. It's my neighborhood. People know where I live. That's fine. It's actually 64 of your closest neighborhoods, which widens that circle.
Well, do things get nasty on Nextdoor app?
Things have gotten nasty, and there has also been... There is a lot of underlying racism, and the app has said it's trying to deal with that. So one of the posts...
Explain that. What do you mean there's underlying racism? What does
that
mean?
This isn't even really underlying. One of the posts is a woman who said, I saw a black woman over here yesterday walking her dog, and I have never seen her before.
Yeah.
Then she writes, has there been any crime committed or reported in the neighborhood with a woman matching that description?
Well, we all know the blacks aren't supposed
to
leave their houses.
I mean, really? So it's called Nextdoor because you think, well, these are my neighbors. It's really not. It's really tens of thousands of people in your general vicinity.
Hmm.
And I just think people should know especially those of you in professions that deal with angry people from time to time. I wouldn't want it out there if I was a teacher. I mean, does Tabitha post her address, Rod, for everyone in the community to know? Because here's what's going to happen.
No.
You will get an angry parent knocking on that door.
Really?
You get an egged house.
Yes. I'm telling you, Scott, and I had a girlfriend post, this makes me sad. We used to have a phone book, and you could look anyone up in that phone book. You could opt out of the phone book, but that phone book put your number in there, your address.
Yeah.
No way.
You were
not
somebody if you were
media.
In the white pages.
I'm somebody!
Look, they put me in the phone book.
Think about this, Scott. What if you're a domestic violence victim? What if you're a crime victim? You do not want your address linked to your face on a website where tens of thousands of people could either be angry about something you say or write or just are nosy and want to look you up.
And there's a difference between saying, you know, oh, that chick on the radio drives me crazy, and someone being crazy enough to track down your address.
Yeah.
But when you're in an argument with somebody over a fence or some crap in your neighborhood.
Yes.
And they're like, this woman. And then they click on your picture and go, oh, she lives down the street. I'm going to go pay her a visit.
I'm going to go tell her a piece of my mind. Mow your damn yard.
Yeah. I'm not mowing.
So Nextdoor has said, and it's in its, you know, suggestions or what have you, to please take any disputes and work them out privately.
Well, let me ask you this.
You know how social media works. They're airing that laundry left and right on those sites.
Should Johnson County take down the property value part of their website?
Like the taxpayer rolls?
Because that's where George Brett lives.
Yeah, I am not comfortable with the idea for any of us, anybody listening.
By the way, George Brett's house is appraised at $4.4 million.
Good, it should be. I love George. This doesn't bother you at all, does it?
No. Because if
what
somebody...
What if it was your 22-year-old daughter?
Well, I mean, obviously, yes, of course. But that's my point. Should we have Johnson County take down the tax rolls?
There's a difference between going up and looking at taxpayer public information.
Is there? And you
deciding, especially let's say you're a wife, your husband doesn't know you're on the Nextdoor app. There are more women on that than men. And putting your face and address out there, unbeknownst to you, by the way, and someone being able to click on that and look at it based on something you've said to strangers on social media. I think you throw in the social media component and it makes it worse.
Well, let's say Sarah is 22 years old, just graduated from KU. She's at a bar having a couple of drinks with friends, okay? The bartender says, you don't look 21. Can I see your ID? She flashes it. She's 22. Okay, fine. But all he catches is her name, Sarah Parks.
Okay.
Doesn't catch her address. Well, she's bought a house, say, in Olathe, okay? He goes home that night. He wants to do bad things to my daughter. Doesn't remember the address from her driver's license. Maybe it's my house that's on her driver's license, not her new house. He goes home and Google searches on the Johnson County website, Sarah Parks. He gets her address, goes over there, and wants to do bad things to her.
But what would be the problem if this app is set up the way it is with Nextdoor just saying, we will verify your street name to make sure you are living in the neighborhood that you claim to be living in.
Why do they have to do that anyway?
But we don't have to post your address.
How about they don't post anything? If you want to post a comment, post a comment.
I agree with you. I don't know that any
of it
needs to be out there.
Why do you even have to live in the neighborhood? So what?
Well, because they're trying to keep it, you know, in one... Like, I wouldn't necessarily be on the lookout for an elderly person who's lost in Lenexa, but I would be on the lookout for an elderly person that's lost between 119th and 135th. You know, they're trying to make it germane to where you live.
Okay, I understand. That's fine. Do people just log on to these apps because they're bored?
Yes, based on what I have seen, absolutely.
You're just sitting at home, you're bored. I think I'm going to look on the Nextdoor app.
Yes.
See if there's any old woman missing in my neighborhood.
Absolutely. If that's
then you need to get a life. Because your life sucks.
I don't disagree. But if you don't think there are crazy people out there looking and trolling on sites like that, I just think they need to be honest and say, FYI, if you didn't read the fine print, you are agreeing when you sign up for this fastest growing app in America, you are agreeing to share your information.
Okay, but part of that is on you. Why are you not lying about your address? If you're so worried about people finding out exactly where you live, for example, let's say that I lived at 123456789 Metcalf. Why wouldn't I make it 9875432 Metcalf?
What if you're a defense attorney or a prosecutor? Think about it. I guarantee you people in those professions do not realize their address is out there. They don't.
No, they don't. All you have to do is go to a government website and you can find out where anybody lives in the city.
That's different because these social media websites tend to invite people, some, who are bored, who are busybodies, who like to troll you about, I don't know, your grass or your dog or any of that stuff.
Put in a fake address. Why are people so honest?
That's a good question.
Lie.
But when somebody and you're signing up for something says, what's your name? Where do you live? You know what I mean? Don't you fill it? What's your email address?
No, I lie.
And you think I'm paranoid.
576-7798.
You know, I've been bragging about my girlfriend who is down 50 pounds. I think it's actually 52. Last time I talked to her, I keep shortchanging 50 pounds since she went in to see Dr. Tague at the Center for Nutrition in Leawood. And whether you want to lose 20 pounds like I did, 50 like she did, we had a guy call in yesterday during the Dana and Parks program who lost 100 pounds with Dr. Tague in 9 months. He called in yesterday, and that is just a life-changing amount of weight to lose. Try it. Medically managed weight loss. You will love the program. You'll love the staff, the meal replacements, the vitamins. I look better. I feel better when Dr. Tague's in my life, and I hope you go and check it out too. 913-814-8222 is the number to call. 913-814-8222 or TagueNutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Johnny Cash.
We'll go on down to Jackson.
Oh, that sounds like June Carter Cash to me.
Go ahead, wreck your hell.
Goldie.
Go play.
Love this song.
In the Northland. Goldie, hello there.
Hi, Goldie.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back, Scott.
Good to be back. Thanks.
I know. Okay, so I've been a member of Nextdoor for 3 years,
huh?
And I found it really advantageous because when you post, you can only post to your subdivision.
Yes, that is
true. You also have an option to post to 18 other ones if it's within our range.
Mm-hmm.
And I do when I am posting something for our nonprofit animal charity to let them know about an upcoming event. But I have found landscapers, a painter, and a plumber on there, plus they have a huge selection of recommendations on who would you refer as a dentist, who would you refer to as a pet groomer, et cetera. So it's been a really great source. So I don't know about all the crazy stuff that's on there, because the thing that bothers me the most is all the lost animals.
There's a lot of lost animals.
Lot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what is wrong with these people? Why are they irresponsible pet owners? Why can't they keep their dogs in their yard?
Yeah, there are a lot of lost animals on Nextdoor.
I'm serious. They are running amok in the neighborhood.
And Goldie, it doesn't bother you that your address is out there?
I guess not, because they can find it through Google Earth. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
They can zoom in on our back deck. They can zoom in on our bedroom window.
Let me just read you, and thank you for the call, Goldie. Let me just read you the text that just came in, okay? Dana, you are right. There was a creeper on Nextdoor in Olathe. He was sending messages to women that God had called them to be with them. to help them through their marital problems. He started lashing out at women who turned him in to the app. Then he started showing up at these women's houses.
Well, that's a creeper.
She said, I checked my security settings after all of that, and I too was shocked that the default had my address right there. It happened in March, and yes, police were called. I'm just saying, if you are totally fine with that, like Goldie, amen, not a big deal.
Okay.
My problem is no one knows that the default setting
is... Are you on it?
No.
Have you ever been on it?
Guess who else isn't on it anymore?
Cats.
That one?
Uh-oh.
Several friends of mine after I posted this Friday. Some in law enforcement, some in the legal profession.
You were on it?
Yep.
Yep.
You just never know what's out there.
Go into your settings. And the first thing every woman says to me when they go into settings is, oh, my God, I did not know that was on
there. I never heard of it until today.
Oh, yeah. It's really big.
It is.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's what she said.
It is. If you've lost a pet or you need a plumber or, you know.
I mean, that's most of what's on
my... You want a crazy person showing up at your door.
You know.
Newsroom, Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ. As the temperatures rise, so do the number of people with heat-related illnesses. We'll have more next.
Go to Volkswagen Lee Summit. They have the greatest deals going on right now. It's one of the things I love about my guys at Volkswagen Lee Summit. I went out and test drove a little Jetta the other day, the 2019. Wow. That is one nice car. And if you want right now to pay $0 down, $0 a month, with zero hassle, it is time you visit my friends at Volkswagen of Lee Summit. They're having this thing called a no-nonsense nothing sale. Zero down delivers any new Volkswagen, even the 2019 Jetta. You know that thing comes equipped with Bose speakers? And the warranty on that thing is incredible. All new VWs, 2018 and up at VW Lee Summit, have it. 6 years or 72,000 miles. Transferable, bumper-to-bumper warranty. It is the best warranty on the market today. Everything is zero down, zero a month for 4 months with zero hassle at Volkswagen Lee Summit. All you got to do is go to VWLeeSummit.com. VWLeeSummit.com. You tell them you want to see Dana's car.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.